Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, there was a send-off for Wood Buffalo's Special Olympics bowling team on Friday. I chat with the chair, Crystal Ford Grant. Next, Jenny Price from SECPA tells us about some of the new programs being offered. And lastly, Fort McMurray Wrestling Club did well at the Alberta Winter Games just over a week ago. I chat with Coach Rylan Coventry about the team's achievements in such a short time span. Joining me on the phone here today is Crystal Ford Grant. She is the Special Olympics Wood Buffalo Chair. Crystal, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing really great, thank you.
That's good to hear. First things first, what made you want to get involved with Special Olympics Wood Buffalo?
I actually have kids that have disabilities, and I wanted them to have the same opportunities as their typical peers. So bringing Special Olympics back to Wood Buffalo was a very big passion of mine. So very glad we got able to do that and bring it back to our community.
Yeah, maybe just talk about that process a little bit, bringing Special Olympics back.
Yeah, so it closed down in around 2011, 2012, after being in the community for 25 years. And we started bringing it back. There was myself and a few other people that wanted to bring it back. So we started doing some meetings with the public to get interest and build a board and all that good stuff for volunteers. And so we did that in 2019, in the end of 2019, and we started up beginning of 2020. Then we were up and running 5 weeks when COVID hit and we got kind of shut down again. So we've only really been up and fully running for this past little over a year and a half now, since everything was lifted. So it was quite the endeavor and really exciting to see that people wanted it back in the community and the interest and the support that we got. And so like, we've been building it ever since.
That's quite the turnaround, Crystal, introducing it and then 5 weeks later, everything kind of shuts down. And then a year and a half later, already the, vast amount of programs that Special Olympics Wood Buffalo offers. I mean, that's a pretty incredible achievement, isn't it?
It is. We're very proud of what we've been able to do, and we're continuing to bring more and develop more programs for youth and adults with intellectual disabilities. So it's something that we're all very passionate about, and we want to make sure that we have it in our community and they get to enjoy sport just like everybody else.
I understand Special Olympics Wood Buffalo bowling are off to nationals. That has to be an incredible achievement for this team.
It is. It is beyond incredible. Like I said, we've only been really up and running for a year and a half because of COVID. So in 6 months, our team started practicing and training for provincials, which were last February in 2023. And our goal was to go have fun, take in the experience, and it was our first time being there and what it was all about. And our team came home with gold for team bowling. And out of the five bowlers that we had, three came home with gold in individual and one came home with silver in individual scores and games. So that was pretty big achievement for us and within Special Olympics organization itself. And then when they did the selection for the Canada Winter Games, the Nationals, Wood Buffalo was asked to represent Team Alberta at the Nationals happening this month.
The national event is in Calgary. I imagine this would be quite the experience for the team as well to, get to travel all together for this national event.
It is, yes. So, they are super excited and they have been training so hard. Their dedication from day one, from the time that we told them that they were selected to represent Team Alberta right up until we're leaving on Monday has been phenomenal. So just how much work and they put into this is crazy just to see them practice and build their skills. And we've had to travel and do training camps and all that stuff over the past year. So that's gotten them a little bit used to the travel and, what's expected and staying in hotels without family and friends kind of thing, like staying with their coaches and their teammates. So it's been quite the year.
I understand there was a send-off for the Special Olympics team Friday night. What could you tell me about that event?
That's an event that was held at Mini Green Haven. Natasha organized it all to make sure that we send them off in style. and to show our support to the athletes. She organized everything. It's been absolutely amazing, just like the support we're getting and how proud everyone is of all their hard work and their dedication. So it's just to kind of come out. It's a free event and say hello, meet the athletes, and, you know, send them off.
It must have been really great to see the community rally behind this team that night.
It is. It was absolutely amazing. The amount of support that they've gotten this past year when people find out that they've been, like, selected for nationals, everyone has just so proud of them and supportive. And it's just great to see everyone come out and just show their support and, like, you know, congratulate them and wish them luck and wait to see how we do.
Just seeing some of the photos online of the Special Olympics bowling team, they are absolutely loving bowling together, aren't they?
They are. Bowling is one of the most loved sports in Special Olympics. For the five-pin, nationals is the highest level you can go in five-pin. You can't go to international. International only does 10-pin, which is a summer sport. Five-pin is only actually played in three countries around the world, so it's not an international. So they're actually at the highest level of competition. So like, it's the fact that they pushed and trained like they did, and then within 6 months you're asked to represent your province at nationals is absolutely amazing. So like I said, they've taken it very seriously. We actually had to convince them to take Christmas off. Like, you guys can take a couple weeks off at Christmas. We're not going to train during Christmas. Spend it with your family and friends. And we had to push them to take a bit of time off here and there just to kind of take a break, because they have been practicing so hard and just so dedicated.
That's great to hear, Crystal. You know, with bowling taking place this month, are there any other events that Special Olympics is running here in the next year or so that, you know, you'd want people to know about?
So we're actually doing a curling as well. So we have a small curling season, just kind of trying it out this year to see how it goes. So this on Saturday is curling happening with the Curling Association. They've been a great supporter for us this past year and helping us bring this in and see the interest and stuff. So we have athletes going to that and people that could sign up for it. We also have golf in the summer, and then there's bowling, and we're hoping to bring a few more things that we're working on. I don't want to make any promises yet, but we're seeing what we can do for volunteers and coaches, because that's the biggest thing. Everything we do is volunteer based. So if we can get the volunteers and the space, we will offer the program.
Crystal Ford Grant, the Special Olympics Wood Buffalo Chair. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Just if anyone's interested in volunteering with us, please reach out to us on our Facebook page, Special Olympics Wood Buffalo, or they can email myself at sowbchairperson@gmail.com. We can't run and do anything without volunteers. That's the biggest thing. Volunteers and donations are what keeps us going, so we can cover the cost of everything. All of our sports are offered at a reduced rate or free, depending on what we can get it for. So everybody, it's a super affordable for all of our athletes, whether they're youth or adult. And we do have different programs for different age groups. So like I said, the more volunteers we get, the more we can offer and the more we can bring to the community.
Awesome stuff, Crystal. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more next on Fort McMurray Matters. Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here is Jenny Price, the assistant manager for the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Jenny, how are you doing here today?
Great. Thanks, Ryan. How are you?
Doing well. Maybe just tell us about what Uptown does in the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts.
Yeah, absolutely. So here we call the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts SECPA, because, you know, that first one is quite the mouthful. So Uptown at SECPA is a conservatory that runs all kinds of different arts programs. So we have quite a large dance program for ages 3 all the way through adult. We run some choirs. We also are starting up some new programming as well. So that's kind of what I'm excited to talk to you about today.
Yes, I understand Uptown has some new programs out there, such as tabletop game sessions. What can you tell us about those tabletop game sessions?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a new program running, and we're calling it Uptown Rolls. And it is all about TTRPGs, which is tabletop role-playing games. So if anybody is familiar with games like Dungeons and Dragons, where you play a character and you have dice and you have a GM or a game master who kind of walks you through an adventure, and how the adventure goes depends on decisions you make and how well you roll on your dice, that kind of a thing. That is what TTRPGs are all about. So we have Twisted Gear Studios, which is a local videography and media company in town here, is helping us to run these programs. So we've got a one-shot table, which is anybody who's interested in learning how to play TTRPGs, or people who already play these games but are looking for additional opportunities to play. Sometimes it can be very difficult to get a group together and with our busy adult lives to find time to gather together to play these games. So a one-shot table is just a single session. You're going to go on one adventure from start to finish while you're there at that session, and maybe you'll even meet a few other people who are also interested in playing these types of games more consistently.
What made Uptown want to do some programming like this?
We have a bit of a relationship with Twisted Gear Studios. We actually, this new program is going to be running in a new space for us, the Twisted Gear Studios Recording Studio, which is very exciting for us. And the that company, they are already in this space of TTRPGs. They have some podcasts that they run of like them live playing these games. And we were just kind of having a discussion about how often we hear that people are interested in learning how to play, or that they wish they could play more, but it's so hard to find a group or find a GM who's willing to lead a new group. And so we thought, well, we could provide that. That's what we decided to do.
When is the next tabletop role-playing game day, and how can people register for it?
So we have another table coming up on March 30th, which is a Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. And if they're interested in registering, they can visit our website. It's secpa.fmcschools.ca. And on that website, they'll find all kinds of programming information for everything that SECPA and Uptown offers.
We've had Nils Hognestad on the show before. He works with Uptown to offer an acting class. What could you tell me about that class?
Yes, we're also really excited to have Nils join us. So he is a local filmmaker, among other things, and he is going to be offering some classes for acting for film. We've got quite a large theater community in town here, but acting live on stage is quite a different skill than acting in front of a camera. So Nils is going to be currently, at least to start, teaching three different classes. They're on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. There's one in February, one in March, and one in April. And so the first one actually comes up next Wednesday. And he's going to go through some of the basic foundations of acting for film. The great part is each of those classes is going to cover different aspects of acting for film. So if you want to attend all three, you'll get something different out of each session, but you don't have to attend all three. If you can't make it, attending any one or two of those sessions is going to help you build your skills.
You mentioned the acting scene in Fort McMurray for theater, quite large, right? Does that, you know, necessarily translate over to four-camera acting?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. So I think there's definitely some skills that do transfer, but there is a big difference for acting in front of a camera that might be quite close to you versus acting on a stage where your audience is seated quite far away. And then, of course, the aspect of the fact that when you're acting for an audience, it's a live performance versus acting on film where you're going to be asked to give your performance multiple times over and over and over again to give multiple takes or until the director gets what they want. So there are definitely some differences.
And how can people register for that acting class with Uptown?
Yeah, so again, they can go to the SECPA website, but also if people are on social media, Uptown at SECPA, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and we post all of our information about our programs on all three of those platforms as well.
You also offer music classes from ensembles to band. In your opinion, how important is it to have that as an option here in Fort McMurray?
I think it's very important to have that as an option here, especially the vast majority of our music ensembles right now are for adults. So, you know, the kids have some opportunities in school with school choirs and school bands to play and sing and perform that way. But we're finding that the adults really want to come out and have fun too. So the city band and the jazz band have been running here at SECPA for many, many years, and they're greatly successful. This year we were very excited to add an adult choir, which has been really, really popular and has just been a ton of fun.
Maybe talk about the popularity of those musical classes, you know, especially for the adults.
Yeah, so right now in our adult choir, we've got over 30 adults registered. We meet on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock just for an hour and a half. That'll definitely be a program that we run again in September. So if anybody is interested in coming out for that, they need to watch for that in the fall. We welcome people of all experience levels, including, you know, never having sung in a choir ever before. Our bands, I don't have numbers on that right now, but I know they've got a big concert coming up in the next few months. We also have some adult dance classes. We have an adult jazz class and an adult hip-hop class. Those are actually going to be starting a new session. Those, instead of going all year like the rest of our dance classes do, they run for about 7 weeks at a time. Again, just so that we know adults can't always commit to a full year of class. So those last sessions of our jazz and hip-hop classes are going to be starting March 4th again. So there is still time to register for those as well.
And I also understand there's an event in June you'd like to tell us about.
There is. Actually, before I talk about that one, I do want to just add, too, in with our Uptown Rolls program, not only do we have those one-shot tables I was talking about, but also for people who are more interested in the storytelling side of those role-playing games, we're also offering a world-building workshop where instructor Zach Barrett will take people through how to create new worlds to play these games in. It's also really great for people who are interested in writing or script writing or writing for film or just who enjoy being creative. So that one is coming up on March 10th as well. And again, you can find information on our social media and our website for that one. But the event we have coming up in June is something a little bit different. June is Pride Month, and last year there was an event that happened down at Keanu Theater, our friends down at Keanu Theater, called Pride Cabaret. And it was a new event last year with Swamp Rat Experience. And myself, actually, I was the main sort of curator for that one and also co-hosted it. And it was an opportunity for performers to come out and learn how to perform on stage and just sort of show their stuff in a very welcoming and open environment. This year, we are actually moving and expanding that event. We're moving it up to SECPA. So Swamp Rat Experience is partnering with the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts. So the Pride Cabaret Experience is going to be happening on June 8th. And it's also going to be a little bit of a fundraiser for our facility here as well. So people need to stay tuned to find out more about that.
Awesome stuff. Jenny, anything else you'd like to add?
Just that, you know, please visit our website, watch our social media. We have so many things going on, and sometimes people are not aware. We've got a spring break camp coming up. Broadway Bound for those kids who are little triple threats in training for ages 5 to 13. There is an art show happening at Mack Island with some of our visual art students from mid-April to mid-May. We have dance shows coming up May 9th to 12th. There's so many things happening at this facility. We're proud to be, you know, an important part of the community here, and I just really encourage people to follow us on social media, check out our website. We've got programs for everyone.
Jenny Price, the Assistant Manager for SECPA, thank you so much for the time here today.
Thank you for having me.
We have more in store on Fort McMurray Matters after the break. And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Ryland Coventry. He's the head coach for the Fort McMurray wrestling team. Ryland, how are you doing here today?
Good, thanks. Not too bad.
That's good to hear. I understand this is the very first season for the Fort McMurray wrestling team. What made you want to bring wrestling to Fort McMurray?
Yeah, that's right. This is our first season. I decided to create a Fort McMurray wrestling team due to the Arctic Winter Games that happened here last year in Wood Buffalo. There was a wrestling team put in for Northern Alberta that consisted only of Grand Prairie, and everybody came and asked, how come Fort McMurray does not have any wrestlers representing the region or the province? And knowing my background, I came from a wrestling background, so a lot of people approached me. I was a chair for the wrestling that happened down at Sports and Wellness Center, and a lot of people approached asking if I can actually start a team. And after some negotiation chats with getting some assistant coaches to help me out doing my shift, we started up a team at the beginning of this school year.
And already attending the Alberta Winter Games, how did Fort McMurray athletes do?
So we went to the Alberta Winter Games last weekend, and this was actually our very best season or best tournament for Alberta Winter Games Zone 7 in history. So we were actually in medal contention and only losing by 1 to 2 matches in the dual meet. So that's the highest ranking that Zone 7 has ever had in wrestling, ever. And individually, we finished with 4 gold medals, 4 silvers, and 4 fourth place finishes.
How exciting is it to give those kids the opportunity to compete provincially?
It's out of the world experience, both for them and for me as a coach. The kids have had, this was actually their very first tournament. For most of the kids, they've actually never seen a real live wrestling match before entering into this provincial tournament. And they went in there and did amazing.
Forgive me, I may have never taken part in wrestling myself, but maybe just describe what makes a good wrestling match.
So, you know, what makes a good wrestling match is being evenly matched, but having your techniques and having the strength and conditioning to continue on. And that's what our wrestlers have been really working towards, is our techniques are coming along and stuff. They've only been wrestling for a few short months, so they know that if they continue to work hard in their conditioning and stuff, that will persevere and actually help them succeed.
And aside from the physical aspect of wrestling, I imagine there's a lot of learning mentally that goes into a sport like this, isn't there?
Sure is, yes. This is not only a physical but a mental sport, right? So when you're going and you're down by a few points, or you have to work through a hard position or just keep working and your body wants to slow you down and tell you to stop, you got to keep going. These wrestlers are determined to continue and keep fighting through it.
For those kids who had not seen what a wrestling match would look like before attending the Alberta Winter Games, I imagine this was a very surreal experience for them.
It was, for sure. We tried to simulate it in the wrestling room. We were hosted at Westwood Community High School. We tried to host as realistic as possible to give them the view of what it should look like and go through what they're expected to see. But once you get there and it's, you know, the Alberta Winter Games, their crowd is cheering your name and, you know, your whole corner is behind you with your whole team. It's a different experience for sure.
What's next for the Fort McMurray wrestling athletes?
So we have an upcoming this season. We have Arctic Winter Games happening next month. We have 2 athletes we're sending down there, Tyson Coventry and Camden. They are going down in to Alaska, actually, next month for the Arctic Winter Games. And then after that, we have Alberta Open, which is considered another provincial tournament. And that will hold most of our team. We'll be headed down for that.
And I imagine with each and every single tournament, you know, this team plans to only get better from there.
Correct. Yeah, we're striving to be the best we can be and continue to work hard. So we definitely have a lot of work ahead of us going for it. And yeah, the athletes are excited.
You, Rylan, what attracted you to the sport of wrestling?
That's a really good question. I don't remember. I started at the age of actually when I was in grade six. And I never knew what really got me into it, but I was very determined to compete, to work hard and to keep trying. And going through high school and then college and university wrestling, that was just a sport that I just took to, and I really enjoyed it.
Are there many misconceptions people may have about wrestling, and how do those get addressed?
Yeah, I think that, the misconception, the main one that I've heard from people that came out to the Arctic Winter Games and had no idea what wrestling was really about, is they would think it's the WWE style, you know, fake or big throws or different stuff. But once you actually see the sport, you realize that, you know, it is a contact sport, but it's about, you know, taking down your opponent and trying to pin them or work positions. And yeah, that's addressed through knowledge and exposure, I guess.
Why should families put their kids into wrestling at the Fort McMurray Wrestling Club?
It's a sport that works all aspects of life. It's you build lifelong memories. That's what the kids were talking about this weekend after Alberta Winter Games. They've made friendships and core memories that'll last them a lifetime, that will continue on forever. And it's physical, it works your mental game and everything. It's all around great for the athlete.
And what's a typical season or year look like for a wrestling club like yourself?
Because we are hosted at the high school and we run from the ages or grades from 7 to 12, we're actually hosted, so there's one registration fee that's at the beginning of the season of about $60, I believe, and that's for the full season.
For folks interested in getting their kids involved in wrestling, how can they do so?
Yeah, they can email me at fortmcmurraywrestling@gmail.com.
Alrighty, perfect. Rylan Coventry, the head coach of the Fort McMurray wrestling team. I also wanted to ask, you know, how big is it to, you know, bring a wrestling team to Fort McMurray? It's not something that exists everywhere, especially in, you know, rural, remote areas like Fort McMurray.
No, yeah, it's definitely a big deal for us and for the Northern Alberta wrestling. So we're building up the Zone 7 ourself and with Cold Lake, and it is a big deal, and it's going to make great things in the future.
That's great to hear. Anything else you'd like to add on wrestling here, Ryland?
No, but if you have any questions, feel free to give me an email at fortmcmurraywrestling@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to help you out with any questions.
Alrighty, Ryland Coventry, head coach, Fort McMurray wrestling team. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck here down the stretch.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to everyone who joined the show today. Tomorrow, we preview the Regenerate Forest and Wildlife Youth Summit happening in Canmore that includes a Fort McMurray High School. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.